Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Resurrection Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. I believe that the resurrection of Jesus is the greatest miracle that ever took place. The hymn writer put it this way, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor o'er the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, and everybody say it with me, hallelujah, Christ arose. Again, the resurrection of Jesus is the greatest miracle, I believe, that ever took place. But how did it happen? What happened on that day that Jesus came out of the grave? Well, frankly, it started out a day much less than celebration. Matter of fact, everybody in Jesus' circle was mourning. Let me explain. He had walked with them for 3.5 years. He had healed the sick. He had raised the dead. He had taught with a power that nobody else could teach. He proclaimed himself to be the Son of Man. And you know, they believed that Jesus was going to be the Jewish Messiah that was going to come and free Israel. Their hopes were high, and their expectations were even higher. Then he was arrested and crucified. And in the minds of his followers, those hopes and expectations are crushed. Not a good time to celebrate. So let's return to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, and let him tell us what took place. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for Resurrection Sunday. And Father, help us to honor Jesus in this day that we celebrate his resurrection from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 28, verse number 1. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to view the tomb. Remember, hope was gone. The two ladies went to the tomb to grieve, to mourn, and perhaps look after the body of Jesus. Well, why wouldn't they? They're broken. But then, verses 2 and 3, there was a violent earthquake because an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. Let me read that again, but place yourself at the tomb of Jesus. There was a violent earthquake because an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. I think I would have been running at that point. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. What would you do? Come on now, be honest. What would you do? Now keep in mind that, you know, the guards that they had placed at the tomb, they're still there. Matthew deals with that, verse number 4. The guards were so shaken by fear of him that they became like dead men. They were so scared, I would assume they just passed out. And I would be a candidate to do the same thing. The angel turns to the women, and they would be no less frightened. Verse 5, the angel told the women, "Don't be afraid, because I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified." First, don't be afraid. Well, that ain't going to happen. These ladies were scared. But he says, don't be afraid, because I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. Then the angel continues, verse 6, he is not here, for he has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Do you remember what Jesus told them? He said, if you destroy the temple, I will raise it up again on the third day. Well, that's just exactly what he did. So they took a look. They took a long look. He's gone. Come and see the place where he lay, and he is gone. Can you imagine what the Marys were thinking and feeling at this point? I'm sure the heart was pounding. I'm sure the breath was running quickly. They were amazed. Verse number 7. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Listen, I have told you. Something to notice. The angel said, come and look before you go and tell. I want you to see it for yourself. I want you to feel the place where he was. And then he wanted the ladies to see with their own eyes what had just happened. Now, go and tell. Go and tell. The ladies did just what the angel told them to do. And they have the evidence and they have the message. Verses 8 through 10. So departing quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, they ran to tell his disciples the news. Just then Jesus met them and said, greetings. Wow. Then Jesus told them, don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there. They did just that. And they started a message that is still spreading today. He is alive. Say it with me. He is alive. But keep in mind, I think these two Marys were the first missionaries of the resurrected Christ, and they took their message where they were supposed to take it. Verses 16 through 20. The 11 disciples traveled to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped, but some doubted. Jesus came near and said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Wow, what a challenge. Now look, Jesus is risen from the dead. And he now has everyone's attention. Everybody is focused on what he would say or do. And he tells them what to do for the rest of their lives. Go and make disciples. Baptize them. And teach them the things that he taught. Did you get that? Go and make disciples. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teaching them the things that Jesus taught. Just a quick question. Are we doing those things? Are we? Well, if not, just what are we doing? We need to get back and do the things that Jesus told us to do. Go, make disciples, baptize, and teach them what Jesus taught. Well, one other thing, he said, I am with you even to the end of the age. Well, how's he going to do that? Well, we all know he does that through the person of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. When he fell at Pentecost, he indwells all believers, and he tells us what Jesus has said, and he's doing his job today, and he will until the Lord returns. Well, listen, folks, I still believe that the resurrection of Jesus is the greatest miracle that ever took place. Well, Jesus said he would rise from the dead, and he did just that. Now he lives. The old song again, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. And now we can say, rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him and the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind, and that's Jesus. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Does he live in your heart? Now, go and tell, make disciples, baptize, and teach them what Jesus said. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Father, thank you for this Resurrection Sunday. Thank you for that blessed hope that Jesus rose from the dead. And now he lives within our lives through the person of the Holy Spirit. And thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.